Hi, my name is James Shepherd, and I'd like to welcome you to the CC Sales Pro podcast. This particular audio podcast, I wanted to talk to you about something that a lot of salespeople have brought up to me. So just to kind of give you a quick refresher of what I've been doing the last week or so, I've been taking calls. And so one of the things I do is usually like a couple times a year, I basically just take 15-minute calls from almost anybody that wants to have a call with me to talk about things, just so it allows me to network and catch up. And so I've been doing that the last week. So I probably had, 50 or 60 phone calls. I've got another probably 100 or so coming up. And so I've had these phone calls with people. And one of the common themes that I've heard from that is salespeople talking about BNI, other networking groups, and, should I join these groups? I'm part of the group. I'm not making sales. You know, what should I do? So I just wanted to talk to you about that briefly today and give you a couple of tips about these different networking groups. And this could be anything from, the Chamber of Commerce in your local market to the BNI to, whatever, just all these different networking groups that you could join. And so the first tip that I would give you is, number one, you need to know yourself well enough to know if you're a really good networker. So for instance, me personally, I am a terrible, terrible, terrible networker. I would much rather crawl into a cave and, sit there all by myself, making a computer program or something than I would go to a networking event. So I'm not a good networker. And so I'm not a member of the BNI. I'm not a member of the Chamber of Commerce. I'm not a member of any of these places because it would just be a waste of my time because that's not me. So number one, you need to know yourself well enough to know, are you a good networker? And, by that I mean, when you go to a party or when you go to an event, do you leave there with like three, lifelong friends at the end of the, conversation? Or do you leave early and say, wow, I really wish I wouldn't have gone to that because I didn't meet anybody interesting? You need to know yourself. So that's first and foremost. So if you're not a networker, then don't join a networking group. I mean, that seems obvious, but I think a lot of salespeople almost feel like they're, it's a requirement, like, oh, I'm a business person in the area, I have to join the local whatever. No, actually, you don't. You don't have to do anything, because if you do something, it's a waste of time, and it's a waste of money, so don't do it. Now, if you are a networker, and you at least you think you're a networker, that still doesn't mean that you should join a networking group, okay? Just because you make friends easily and you make connections easily, that doesn't mean that you are going to accomplish any of your objectives by going to a networking function. So I'll use the BNI as an example. With them, what they do is they set their members up with these, what they call introductory meetings. But the idea is basically that, you can get different meetings, once a week or a month or whatever with different other people in the networking group. And the idea is that you're going to leverage that to make sales. And so the problem is I talk to salespeople that are part of these groups. They actually get so enthused about the networking for networking's sake that they don't actually make any money from it. And so they're not actually closing the deal. If you're going to be in a networking group, at some point you have to ask for the business. So my advice to you would be create a special offer for your networking group, whether it's BNI or whatever, something that allows them to get started with minimal risk, depending on what you're selling, maybe no risk, trial periods, something like that. And then just jump in and go to these meetings. But at the meeting, you've got to close and you've got to ask them for something, ask them for their business and say, wow, it's great to get to know more about your business. And now you know a little bit about mine. One other thing I do want to mention to you is this offer that I have for BNI members right now. Here's what I can do for you. And then you present that and say, the next step would be this. Are you ready to take that step? You have to close the sale. So if you're not, if you're going to be a kind of person that you're like, I enjoy networking and I actually enjoy it so much that I'm not willing to risk the relationships I'm building to close the sale, then you're also not somebody that should be part of these networking groups unless you can overcome that irrational fear that you have of closing the deal. Because for you, you would actually do better if you were out in the field cold turkey talking to a new person where you didn't feel any sense of obligation to that relationship and you could actually close the sale. So, you really have to watch out for that, because what I see is people where it's like, oh, well, if I close the sale, then, what if this person gets a little bit upset? What if my reputation in the BNI is hurt or whatever? Well, number one, if you close sales, your reputation is probably going to be better because they're all business people. But secondly, if you're not willing to close the sale, then why are you there? That's not going to do you any good. In fact, it's actually going to waste a ton of your time. So my advice to you would be make sure you have an objective. If your objective is to, sell point of sale systems or to sell web design services or whatever it is, then when you go to these groups, the way you measure the productivity of the time you're investing is by How many sales did you make? Okay, it's not different than anything else. Don't look at it like there's prospecting and then there's networking, which is totally different. No, networking is just guaranteed contacts for you to prospect. So you got to go sell somebody. That's what you do. You're in sales. So go sell somebody. And if you can't do that, my advice is to get out of the networking groups and stop wasting your time there. Now, having said all that, there are absolutely people who are really good at networking and who are really good at taking those conversations and moving them towards a closing pitch. So if that's you, join every networking group you can think of and close deals like crazy. And really the investment, if you're willing to close sales, the investment is ridiculously low. I mean, what is it, you know, $100 here and there, I mean, it's nothing compared to closing a lot of sales. So it's really a good deal if you're actually willing to put the time in and you're willing to close the sales. My name is James Shepherd. I hope that these tips have helped you with your networking.